Chatunta.
How to Collar the Clay in Wheel Throwing, a step-by-step guide by Kevin. Collaring the clay is an essential technique in wheel throwing that helps you narrow the top of your pottery, creating beautiful necks for vases, bottles, and other forms. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced ceramicist, mastering the art of collaring allows you to expand your creative potential and add more dimension to your wheel-thrown pieces. In this guide, we will walk you through the process of collaring the clay step by step and provide helpful tips to ensure success every time you use this technique. What is collaring in ceramics? Collaring refers to the process of gradually narrowing the top of a clay form while it spins on the pottery wheel. This technique is commonly used when making pieces like vases, bottles, and other forms that require a narrower opening at the top. By gently squeezing and shaping the clay upwards and inward, you can achieve a defined neck, adding elegance and functionality to your piece. Why collaring is important in wheel throwing. Collaring gives potters greater control over the shape of their pottery, allowing them to create pieces with narrow necks, such as bottles, vases, and pitchers. The technique also adds structural stability, ensuring that the upper section of the piece doesn't flare out too wide or collapse. Mastering collaring is essential for shaping necks on vases, bottles, and pitchers. Adding structural integrity to tall pieces. Creating professional balanced forms. Tools and materials needed for collaring the clay. Before you begin collaring, gather these essential materials. Clay. Suitable for wheel throwing, such as stoneware, porcelain, or earthenware. Pottery wheel. For throwing the clay and shaping the form. Water. To keep your hands wet and the clay smooth during the process. Sponge. For controlling moisture and smoothing the surface. Ribs or shaping tools. To refine and smooth the final form after collaring. Step-by-step guide to collaring the clay on the pottery wheel. Step 1. Center and throw your clay. Begin by centering a lump of clay on the pottery wheel. Throw the form as you would normally, shaping the body of your piece but leaving the top section wide enough to be collared later. At this stage, focus on creating a solid, symmetrical form with a thick enough wall to handle collaring. Tip: ensure the walls of the piece are even and not too thin at the top, as this can cause the clay to collapse during collaring. Step 2. Prepare for collaring. Once your piece is thrown and shaped to your desired height, wet your hands thoroughly with water. This will reduce friction between your hands and the clay, making it easier to collar. Pro tip: keep the top of the piece slightly thicker than the rest of the form to prevent it from weakening as you collar. Step 3. Begin collaring the clay. To start collaring, position your hands around the top portion of the clay, keeping your thumbs inside the pot and your fingers on the outside. Gently squeeze the clay inward while the wheel spins slowly. Use light pressure. Start with very light pressure and gradually increase it as you guide the clay inward. Too much pressure can cause the clay to buckle or collapse. Smooth movement. As you collar, ensure your hands are moving upward and inward, which will allow you to narrow the neck of the piece while maintaining height. Step 4. Work in stages. Collaring is best done in stages. Instead of trying to collar the entire neck at once, collar a small section, then move upward. This controlled process will help maintain the shape and prevent the clay from becoming too thin in one area. Key tip: keep the top edge moist but not overly saturated to avoid weakening the rim. Step 5. Refine the neck. Once you have collared the clay to the desired width, use a sponge or a rib to smooth the surface of the neck. This will help refine the shape and remove any unevenness or excess moisture. Check symmetry. Ensure the neck is symmetrical and centered. You can use a shaping tool or your fingers to adjust any irregularities gently. Step 6. Shape the rim. After collaring, refine the rim of the piece. You can use a sponge or rib to even out the top edge. Depending on your design, you may want to add a slight flare to the rim or keep it straight. Tip: adding a slight flare to the rim can enhance the aesthetics and functionality, especially for pitchers and vases. Troubleshooting: common problems with collaring. Clay collapsing. If the clay collapses or buckles during collaring, the walls are likely too thin or too wet. Start with a thicker wall and use minimal water to keep the clay firm. Uneven neck. Uneven or asymmetrical necks can result from inconsistent pressure. Keep your hands steady and apply even pressure as you collar upward. Cracked rim. If the rim cracks while collaring, it may be too dry. Use a small amount of water and smooth the edges gently to prevent cracking. Tips for successful collaring. Use a slow wheel speed. Collaring is a delicate process that requires control, so keep the wheel speed slow. Stay consistent. Apply even pressure as you collar to maintain a symmetrical neck. Work slowly. Collaring too quickly can result in unevenness or collapse. Take your time and collar the neck in small stages. Keep your hands wet. Wet hands allow the clay to slide through smoothly without tearing or catching. Conclusion: mastering the art of collaring clay. Learning how to collar clay is an essential skill for any ceramicist, especially when working with wheel-thrown pottery. By following these steps and practicing regularly, you can create beautiful, narrow-necked forms, such as vases, bottles, and pitchers with ease. Collaring not only adds aesthetic appeal, but also improves the functionality and structural integrity of your pottery pieces. Keep practicing, and you'll soon master the art of collaring, taking your ceramic creations to the next level. Wet your hands. Add some water to the outside of your piece. Use your pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb to lightly squeeze from the bottom of the piece and continue up. When you get closer to the top of the piece, slide your index finger inside the rim of the piece so that it doesn't cave in. Use your middle finger on the outside instead of your index finger, which will be inside the top of the rim.